This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt. My next guest is Peter Marr, who is a musician, and he has just written and produced a song called Moon Hunter. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Peter, hello.
Hi, David.
Now, you contacted me through social media.
Yeah.
That you listened to the show, and thank you for listening to my art show and to David and Sue as well. Where does it come from? Where did the music all start from for you? You know, like, were you a kid? Did you study music at school and then went through to uni, or are you just self-taught?
Really, all I can say is it's kind of all over the place. I think I've always had an ear for music. I can remember my parents telling me a story where they were driving around the car and I was like two or three, and something came on the radio and they're like, oh, it's a theme from a movie. I'm not sure what it was. And apparently I just piped up in the background and said, oh, it's the theme from Batman. and like in primary school, they gave us all recorders, which is tradition. And it ended up getting really, really good at the recorder. And it ended up teaching some of the other students when the teacher was too busy at points. And then they shipped me off to do like a recorder class. And we did like a recorder show. And this was when I was like six or seven.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it sounds really funny thinking back to it, but it just kind of happened. I think like I've just got some kind of innate love to make noises.
and so therefore, can you pick up a tune that you hear? Have you got that ability? Because a lot of musicians can do that.
Yeah, totally.
So you're like Elton John, because that's how Elton John used to do it.
I guess so.
Right, okay. So did you go on and study music as you got older?
Yeah, I just actually finished a bachelor's of music production.
Whoa, a bachelor, good on you.
Yeah, which was really fun. And before that, like, I did it a bit in high school and stuff, but that was mainly just because, like, I didn't know what other electives to choose. And so I thought music could be fun to kind of, like, study art that's not so rigorous, I guess, but on the other hand, it kind of is. So I've been studying music kind of like all of my life, but not necessarily thinking like, oh, how does this theory work? Just kind of like exploring music.
What styles of music do you like personally?
I mean, I would just call it like weird stuff. Kind of like that's the overarching theme, I think. Like,
I don't think there's a category called weird stuff. Maybe you've invented it.
Oh, maybe. In late primary school, I had a really, really big Pink Floyd kick. I remember like going to camps and they're trying to get my headphones off me, and I'm like, no, I have to listen to Dark Side of the Moon. It's really important right now. And ever since then, I really love like music from the 90s, which I listened to in my teenage years because that's perfect teenage music, with stuff like Alice in Chains and Primus.
Then that would have been actually quite old music, because you're not all that old, are you?
Yeah, totally. No, 90s music was not topical when I was a teenager, because that would have been like the late 2009 kind of
thing. Yeah. How did your friends react to what your interest in music was, or were you keeping it to yourself?
I kind of like always just sought out other weirdos that love to listen to weird music as well. We didn't always have stuff in common, but we always had it in common that we listened to other weird shit.
Right, okay. But hold on, you can't call Pink Floyd weird shit, though, can you?
It was compared to a lot of the other stuff people were listening to.
Right.
I remember saying that, oh, you know, my favorite album is 40 years old when I was a teenager. And everyone's just like, what? That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense at all. So, yeah. And like a lot of Pink Floyd is really weird, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And which is wonderful. Metal is one of my favorite albums of theirs. It's
great. Oh, yeah. Metal. Fantastic.
So... You know, like you left school and you've just done your master's in music. Well,
Bachelor's in music production.
A bachelor in music, okay. Sorry. Any particular instrument that you're best at?
Well, I am a multi-instrumentalist. So when we play Moonhunter later, I actually played all of the instruments on that track. I think I focus most on guitar, though.
Right.
It's either guitar or bass or drums. Yeah, I kind of like pick up an instrument and kind of like obsess over it for like a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and then I'll put it down and won't touch it and just be completely obsessed with something else.
Right. And you're like, do you then, you're like, take it to another level? Are you teaching music? Are you performing music for a living, or is it just strictly a hobby?
I'm looking into performing music as professionally. It's kind of daunting because I'm really into recording music where I can edit my performances and stuff like that. And I'm thinking like, oh, what if I don't play this guitar solo perfectly when I play it live? And I've really just got to get over that kind of worry and do
exactly.
It.
Are you aware of Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells?
Oh, yes, I love it. And
love it.
Amadorn is just such a favorite of mine.
Yeah, because the reason I'm mentioning it is that there's these two guys and they travel the world. They play the whole of Tubular Bells, but there's only two of them and they play all the instruments on stage.
That's fantastic, yeah.
You're not aware of them doing that?
I wasn't aware at all. I'm excited to explore that now.
So maybe you could put on a show where jump between instruments. You're like, it could be, and people are fat, and you're like, and it's quite a little bit comical in a way because you're like, they're, you know, running from one to the other just to do, you know, like to ring a bell or something like that. But you know, like that's a way around it. But it's hard for a musician, isn't it? If you're so uniquely different in your style of music and the fact that you play all the instruments. You know, like, where do you go? What do you do? You know, like, can you find like-minded other musicians to maybe start playing with you?
Well, I've got a couple of quite like-minded musician friends. The trick is, though, that they're kind of all interested in their specific weird genres of music as well. So they've got their baby project that's kind of like off the wall, but not quite the same way the off the wall that my music is. So it's really hard to kind of like get everyone focused on the same thing. But yeah, I've been talking to lots of musicians who I really respect and love their work and want to work with them in the future.
Good. Now let's talk about Moonhunter. Where did the idea come from and why have you recorded it?
The idea came, well, I recorded it during lockdown, but I didn't write it during lockdown. And as I was recording it, I was thinking like, oh, you know, this is kind of like exactly what I'm feeling during lockdown. So it's kind of about the being stuck at home in the winter for me now. But when I wrote it, I think I was mad at someone. And the idea was just like that it was all about like cyclical thoughts about being trapped, you know, like having arguments in your own head with someone and that you just wanted to like break out of it. But there was nothing really that you could do because that's just what you were thinking about at the time. So it's all about lockdown for me, though. I think that's the meaning that I have for it because, you know, you're trapped here. There's nothing you can do and you just got to wait it out.
The title, Moonhunter, why that title?
Oh, it's totally just because it sounds cool.
So it's got nothing to do with the song.
Well, I mean, it has a lot to do with the song, because the idea of the song is that, like, it's an endless night. And so there's the main character is a hollow knight, like a skeleton, wearing a suit of armor, and he's trying to hunt down the moon, and he can end the endless night.
Ah, okay. So it's a dream almost.
Yeah, I love really songs that are kind of like an adventure that tell a narrative.
Yeah.
I don't think we see a lot of that at the moment.
No, we don't. And I can almost feel, Peter, that down the track a concept album is going to come along. Would you? Is that what your thoughts might be down the track?
Yeah, well, I love concept albums. I'm definitely going to work on one. The idea is that, like, I want to pick an awesome concept for it, but it's like, oh, what if I don't pick the right concept? What if I... So I need to, like, just get over that and kind of pick one and just do it, even if it's just silly and fun.
Hey, maybe Moon Hunter could be the catalyst, and then you can go out either way from that and create a concept album out of Moon Hunter. Perfect title for a concept album.
It'd be great to do something like medieval and gothic.
Yeah.
It's just like every track is something else.
Yeah. All right. Well, Peter, thank you so much for contacting me, and thank you so much for giving us your track for us to play on Sunday Arts Magazine.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Peter. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I can't wait to hear your concept album and for you to be playing live, playing every instrument on stage.
Yeah, me too. Peter, thank you, David, for having me.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.